Enjoy a holiday river parade under world-famous lights. Watch a memorable musical about elves. And then groove to music that may defy easy definition. The extended holiday is here, and TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan has all the details.
First off, it's the proverbial most wonderful time of the year, and the Riverwalk is the most wonderful place to experience it.
Down here, it's such a beautiful place.
Maggie Thompson knows. She's the director of the San Antonio Riverwalk Association, and this Friday, they switch on those world-famous lights.
We officially turn them on the day after Thanksgiving as we start the holiday parade.
And before you ask when they get turned off, here's your answer.
And they're on through January 13th. They start at dusk and then stay on all night till dawn.
As to the Ford River Parade, she says it's going to be epic.
Our Grand Marshal is Billy F. Gibbons, who's the lead singer for ZZ Top, and he's so gracious and very excited about being the Grand Marshal. And the theme is Texas Music Christmas.
26 of the 29 decorated floats will have musicians making music.
We've got Flaco Jimenez, I've got Tishy Nahosa, Patsy Torres, Shelly Lares, Augie Meyer, Jimmy Vaughn, Van Wilkes, oh my gosh, goes on and on and on. Al Gomez, Albert Garcia.
Crayolas.
The Crayolas, we have the Crayolas.
Seats to watch the parade are still for sale through the Riverwalk Association, but there's also this.
We have about 6 blocks of free access that line the Riverwalk.
That means you can catch it for free, if you wish. Then all weekend long at the Public Theater, it's Elf, the musical. Chief of Staff Courtney Mercer says it's a crowd pleaser.
It's so much fun. It really follows the storyline of the movie. And it's the perfect musical for anybody to come and see.
While it closely resembles the movie, in this one there's a lot of music.
There's 11 big dance numbers in the show. It's a very old Broadway type feel when it comes to the music, but it's a great holiday show.
It's the story of Buddy the Elf.
James Welch plays Buddy the Elf. His comedic timing is fantastic. His dancing is great. And he just really portrays Buddy the Elf in his own way. He's made it completely his own.
Besides this weekend, Elf has a longer run, so you should be able to catch it.
Elf the Musical runs through December 22nd in the Russell Hill Rogers Auditorium, and tickets are on sale now.
Then on Saturday night at the Cove, Los Nahuatlatos. Joaquin Muerte says the name goes back to the Aztec language Nahua spoken at the time of the Spanish invasion of Mexico.
The Aztec people, they had to have somebody translate the Spanish into Nahua and the Nahua into Spanish. And so they would get to the indigenous folks to learn Spanish and then be able to compare to their Nahua language, and they became Los Nahuatlatos.
As to their music, he says it almost defies definition.
So it's really hard to describe because we do a lot of everything, but we've kind of chalked it up to Chicano roots fusion. Currently we have 8 members, which includes lacor, guitar, bass, drums, and accordion, which is our centerpiece. And then we have 3 horns, trombone, trumpet, and a saxophone, and then we have a percussion / rapper.
At their performance at the Cove, they want to get you to move.
We still believe in bringing joy and having a good dance.
And that's something we can be thankful for. In San Antonio, I'm Jack Morgan.